This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a Florida building collapse has risen to 86, with 43 people still missing. Meanwhile, a structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of the Miami area condominium tower last month said the investigation had analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at a load-supporting element, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says that it's too early to say what exactly caused the collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. The leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their treaty of friendship, cooperation, and mutual assistance between the two countries. That's according to North Korea's KCNA news agency. In a message to China's Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said their leadership and relationship is vital in the face of hostile foreign forces, while she promised to bring cooperation to a new stage. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations said it is letting go of its paid staff and halving the size of its steering committee after Beijing stepped up its crackdown on opposition activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing an annual rally and candlelight vigil remembering those killed in the bloody 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protest in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. This is VOA News. New York is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases as vaccination rates slowly rise, according to the state's latest data released Saturday. About 525 people each day tested positive for COVID-19 in New York for the seventh day through Friday. That's up from 369 people. It's a 42% increase for the prior week. It is unclear why more people in New York are testing positive at a time when fewer people are getting tested. Russia on Saturday reported 752 coronavirus-related deaths. That's the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began. The Federal Statistics Agency has kept a separate death toll. It said that it had recorded around 290,000 deaths related to COVID-19 between April 2020 and May of this year. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election. It's a victory that assures him another term in office. His party won 410 of 436 parliamentary seats. He hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott, war, ethnic violence, and logistical challenges have overshadowed the election in some areas. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Istanbul. Turkish authorities released a statement Friday saying that the latest developments in the Israel-Palestine conflict and all aspects of Turkey-Palestinian relations will be on the agenda for the bilateral talks between the two leaders. The visit comes at a time of increased tensions at home, where thousands of Palestinians have joined demonstrations in recent weeks against the Palestinian Authority, which governs part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Decades after burnishing his reputation as a wealthy daredevil mogul in a series of boating and hot air balloon expeditions, Richard Branson is poised to promote his burgeoning astrotourism venture by launching himself to the final frontier. Branson's Virgin Galactic Holding Inc. is due on Sunday to send the company's passenger rocket plane, the VSS Unity, on its first fully crewed test flight to the edge of space, with the British billionaire founder among the six individuals strapping in for a ride. The gleaming white space plane will be borne by a twin fuselage carrier jet dubbed VMS Eve, named for his mother, to an altitude of 50,000 feet, where Unity will be released and soar by rocket power. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.